Every May 8th, a wreath is laid on the grave of this Lieutenant Colonel at Arlington National Cemetery. It's a thank you from one country to the officer and those who served with him, several of whom came from this region of Minnesota. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
After the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the United States raised several battalions designed for combat in specific countries where they had cultural ties. One such battalion was the 99th Infantry, a group mostly composed of Norwegian-speaking troops.
In April 1945, the 99th received the mission to supply guards and vehicles to transport Nazi gold and art treasures from the salt mine in Merkur's Germany to the Reichsbank in Frankfurt, Germany.
Faye Torkelson Auchinpah in Thief River Falls, Minnesota says the heavily guarded transport moved well over $1 billion of valuables the Nazis had been holding. While this Norwegian-speaking battalion had fought valiantly, they did get the chance to go to the country for which they had trained.
2 days after the war ended, the 99th finally received the mission they had hoped for. They would move to Norway to assist in the disarming and demobilizing of Germany's 300,000 men who were still stationed there.
And those men were in country when a significant arrival took place.
When Norway's King Håkon returned, he'd been in exile in England. He was greeted by an honor guard of the 99th Battalion.
Several men from this area of northwestern Minnesota, where many Norwegian immigrants had settled, were a part of the battalion. Their service is one that is still remembered to this day.
Each year, the Norwegian embassy lays a wreath on the grave of Lieutenant Colonel Hansen, who headed up the 99th at Arlington National Cemetery.
And that day, May 8th, is Norwegian Liberation Day, a time when the country of Norway remembers the bravery of those who fought the Nazis and restored freedom to the nation. Traveling the countryside in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.